Blog Talk Radio.
How do we start the show?
Not sure.
You don't remember? It's been that long?
Should you tell me?
Welcome in to...
The Daddy and Nora.
This is Daddy, and that's...
Nora.
You gotta speak up.
That's Daddy, I'm Nora, and that's my sister Maeve.
And it's the Daddy and Nora and Maeve show. And we're glad to be back with you here on Saturday, November 22nd. And we have lots to talk about.
Yeah, so we've been to Disney.
We've been to Disney. That is true. And we want to talk all about our trip to Disney.
Yes, we do.
We want to talk about Nora's school year so far.
Yes, we do.
We want to talk about how Maeve is 9 months old now.
Yes, we do.
We want to wish happy birthdays to people.
Grandma.
Grandma's one. Whose birthday was yesterday? Two days ago. Do you remember who we called and wished happy birthday?
Mm-hmm.
You sang her happy birthday on the phone? Well, that's weird.
Why is it weird?
I know why. Because I have our show open. We were getting feedback. We were listening to ourselves because I had the show open. That's good to know the show's working, that it's on the air.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Who did I say happy birthday to?
Was it your cousin Emma's birthday? Yes, it was. You called and wished her a happy birthday. You sang happy birthday with Mommy. Remember? So, we wish Emma a happy birthday. Grandma a happy birthday. Her birthday's on Tuesday.
So, we're going to call her today and wish her a happy birthday.
Well, we'll probably call her on Tuesday. Don't you think? Call her on her birthday? No? You don't think that's a good idea? All right. So, let's talk about Disney. All right? So, We went down to Lady Lake, Florida, which is Maeve pulled off Nora's headphones. We went down to Lady Lake, Florida, which is where Nana and Grandpa Dave live. We visited them along with Nana Hoyt for a little while, and that was fun. What was your favorite part of that part of the trip?
Sitting in Grandpa Dave's old chair.
Sitting in Grandpa Dave. So Grandpa Dave had his chair from when he was a boy, and he let Nora sit in it, and Nora liked doing that a lot. She carried it all around their house. And she sat in it outside, and she brought it back inside, and she ate lunch sitting in it a couple of times.
Once
you ate the pasta? Yeah. And what do Grandpa Dave and Nana have? They have two what? Two kitties. Jake and?
Toby.
Jake and Toby are two boys who are very rambunctious and run around a lot, but you had fun playing with them, right?
Yeah. They jumped on me.
They jumped on you, which you didn't like very much? No. Okay, well, cats do that.
Why?
Oh, because they do.
Did Killian do that to you?
Did Killian used to? Yes, Killian used to do that to me.
And did the other kitty do that to you?
Sassy? Sassy did that too, yeah.
Oh, why you have Sassy?
Because Sassy and Killian were brother and sister.
Why you been Sassy for a little bit?
I had Sassy for a little bit, and then Aunt Nessie has Sassy now.
Why, had Sassy for a little bit?
Because she and Killian are brother and sister. So I had both of them, and then Aunt Nessie was nice enough to take in Sassy.
But we had Killian for a little while. No, we don't have Killian.
Right, we don't have Killian anymore.
I miss Killian.
You miss Killian? How did we get all the way sidetracked to this?
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're talking about Grandpa Dave and Nana. Nana's cats, right? So let's talk more about that visit. Did you like dancing in the square with your fan? Nora did an exquisite dance with her newly acquired fan, the red fan, and she was wearing her princess dress. And she was dancing down in the square at the Villages to some jazz music, right? Do you want to call in and talk to Nora or myself or even Maeve? The phone number is
917-889-7071.
Yep. So be sure to call
is
in.
That Sophia?
That's not Sophia. That is Travis taking a picture on Facebook, Travis and Jamie.
I know them.
Yes, you do. Her mommy's cousin and her husband. You've been to their house.
But it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. We went for brunch, and they had an excellent brunch. And I think that's when we first told Travis and Jamie that mommy was pregnant with Maeve, actually. That's how long ago that was. Because they had mimosas, and mommy couldn't have one.
Mimosas?
Mimosas are adult breakfast beverages.
Oh.
So let's talk about our trip some more. Okay?
Why are mom can't have mimosas?
Mimosas.
Why are mom can't have mimosas?
Because when babies are in mommy's bellies, they don't have adult beverages.
Oh.
We have a caller.
What?
We'll find out. Ready?
Ready?
Oh, whoops, hold on. All right, the caller's online. You know what to do. Do you, you don't remember? What do?
Can you tell me?
You remember.
So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey. You know what
it is? You know what it is. You have to talk, Ashley. We're on the radio.
Radio.
You want me to guess who it is? I think it is Michelle Obama.
No.
No. I think that it's Julia Child. No. Who is it?
Can you guess, Nora?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Nora. Are you going to tell everyone about the kitty cats?
We were going to.
We were talking about them a little bit.
Yeah.
Grandma went on the trip with us too, right?
Hi. Which
kitty cat was your favorite, Toby or Jake?
Both of them. I like
Toby.
What happened?
No, Grandma still there. She said she liked both of them too.
I have a Jake costume.
You have a Jake costume. That's right. Grandma got you this Jake costume, actually.
You let Maggie borrow it.
You let Maggie wear it, right? For Halloween?
Yeah. Yep. Man, I have your Jake with it.
So, almost, what do you want to say to Grandma? What's on Tuesday?
Her birthday. What do you want to say? Okay, you got to say it really loud, though.
What second that?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, hold on. All right. You got it. All set? You ready now? Okay.
Happy birthday, Grandma!
Thank you, Nora. How old am I going to be?
Do you remember how old she said she was going to be?
33.
33, she says.
33. I like that better than 103.
Yeah, it's your Jesus year.
Jesus is here.
Your Jesus is here, as Nora just said. So, Grandma, what was your favorite part of the trip?
My favorite part of the trip was when Nora got on the stage at the restaurant and did some Irish step dancing.
Was that your favorite part, too, Nora? One of them, at least? Well, that was one of my favorites, too.
Why?
Because it was great to see you dance, and you seemed to really enjoy it.
She taught me.
She taught you, and you learned right away.
But I thought I was doing my own moves.
You thought you were going to do your own moves. Maybe next time.
Okay.
Okay,
Nora, Grandma's going to hang up, and I want you to tell everyone about your trip to Nana and Grandpa Dave's and Disney, okay?
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Grandma.
Bye, I love you.
We do have another caller, you're right. You ready? You want to go right to the other caller, or do you want to talk a little bit more about Disney?
Like
all right, we're going to go right to the next caller. And?
Who are you calling from?
Hello, I'm calling from Portland, Maine. And I don't know if you know who I am or not.
Wait, who is it?
I'm your Steven!
That's right!
I don't
How are you, Nora?
Good.
Good, how are you, Dan?
I'm good.
Good.
Nora's very happy to hear your voice. Do you want to ask Uncle Steven how his show is going?
How is your show going, Uncle Steven?
It's good. I'm in a show with lots of kids, which they range from age of 6 to 16, And so that is a lot of good times and a lot of difficult times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Her sister is here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Maeve's
What's
sitting in on the show.
Maeve.
Thank you.
You forgot how to see that. Oh, Stevie, you're so silly.
Yeah, it's been said.
So, a story I'll relay, Stephen, and for everybody listening, we'll get back into Disney in a little bit. On the flight home, there's a little boy on the seat in front of Nora named Caden. And when the flight ended, Nora and Caden were playing on the plane for a little bit. And then they started playing at the baggage claim. And so, as Caden's family was getting ready to leave, Nora turned to her mom and said, Mommy, can we schedule a play date with Caden? And Mommy said, well, you know, Caden might live far away. And it turned out that Caden lived in Long Island. So Nora turned and said, well, maybe we can Skype sometime.
Or play date.
Or a play date. And then she said that we could go pick them up. But Caden's mother then turned to Nora and said, you are the coolest little girl I know.
Yep.
So.
She's a problem solver.
Uh-huh. At its best. Are you saying I love you to Uncle Stephen?
Yeah.
Nora's making the sign for I love you at the computer screen.
I love you, Nora.
So do you want to ask Uncle Stephen if he's ever been to Disney World?
Uncle Stephen, have you been to Disney?
I have been to Disney. Do you know who I went to Disney with once?
Yeah, speak.
No.
Your dad. Your dad and I went when we were when we were in high school. Or I guess he was in middle school.
I was, yes.
What's that?
I'm 4 years younger than Uncle Stephen, so he was in high school. I was in middle school when we went. And I acted as though I was a 5 year old. And I got autographs and I wore a big goofy hat.
You had a really good time.
I did, just like you. And we're going to have to send everybody pictures to show them. Who did you meet in Disney? What friends did you meet?
Mickey.
You met Mickey Mouse, that's right.
Minnie
Mouse, yes.
It's their birthday.
Yeah, it was Mickey Mouse's birthday on Monday.
And Minnie.
That's right.
Do you remember how old Mickey is?
35.
No, he's 85 years old.
He's 85, Uncle Steven.
85? Wow.
Yep.
He looks good for 85.
Yeah, we agree.
Yeah.
And who else did you meet?
Minnie.
You met Minnie? Who did we have lunch with?
Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and ER and Piglet.
Yeah, we ate lunch
with
them.
Oh, wow, Winnie the Pooh and friends.
Uh-huh. And then who did we have breakfast with the next day?
Jake. No Izzy.
No
Clubby.
No Izzy, no Clubby, but Jake and Special Agent Oso and June from Little Einstein.
But not Quincy and Will and Andy.
No, not the other Little Einsteins. They weren't there. And Handy Manny.
Yeah, but his tools.
Oh, Handy
there.
Manny.
No, his tools weren't there.
Well, that's
but
all
you
right.
had lots of fun, right? Eating breakfast. Yeah. And then we went and saw the Muppets. Show?
But I didn't like it.
But you didn't like the Muppets show? No, but you liked the Disney Junior live show, right, on stage?
It wasn't scary.
It wasn't scary, and you got some gold doubloons?
And one ribbon.
And one
was
ribbon.
Was the Muppets show scary because it was 3D and all of those things that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you went on the teacups?
And we...
You spun around so fast. We went on the carousel together at Magic Kingdom. Who else did you meet? Did you meet some princesses? Which princesses did you meet?
Rapunzel, the White, Cinderella, and Aurora.
That's right. And who? What mermaid did you meet? Ariel. And did you get all of their autographs? Yeah.
I'm Air.
Ariel.
I call her Air.
You call her Air?
Because you guys are close like that?
Yep. And Maeve had a lot of fun meeting all the characters, too. Maeve was pointing at all of them and laughing until Special Agent Oso got a little too close.
Uh-huh.
And then she got scared, but then he came back and she started biting his nose. So.
Oh, nice.
And she bit his finger.
Yeah, she bit his finger, too.
Bended his finger.
Because
he wanted her hands off over.
Yeah, and what else did we do? What else was fun? You gotta leave that alone. What else was fun about the trip?
Not sure?
Did we do anything else that you remember?
Uh-uh.
No?
Okay.
No.
Well, I don't want to make people the headphones off.
Why?
Because you have to hear Uncle Steven, that's how you're hearing them.
Well, I actually have to say goodbye because I have to go to my tech rehearsal.
Okay, so Uncle Steven has to go. What do you
say? Bye, Uncle Steven.
Break a leg.
Bye.
Break a leg.
All right, I love you.
Yep, you can press the X. Okay. So the phone number again is 917-889-7071. That's us. It's not a caller. Callers show up here. Nora's trying to produce the show as well as star in it. Maeve, what are you doing, silly pants? Silly pants goes to you?
Yeah. Ah.
Ah. Yeah, put your headphones on. Oh, she's kneeling on it? Yeah, she is. Okay. So, what else did you like about the trip?
Let's go right to the next caller.
Well, we don't have a next caller right now. So.
I know who was the next one.
Who's the next caller?
I know it was the next one after Grandpa. Uncle Steven.
Uncle Steven.
Boom.
Boom, Uncle Steven.
The fresh kids go to me.
The fresh kids go to you?
Yeah.
Is Maeve being a fresh kid?
Yeah.
A little bit. Who's that? It's Mommy. Oh, we have another caller.
Huh? Who is it?
I don't know. We have to find out.
Have to be
yep.
To win. So where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Grandpa John calling from Kazakhstan.
It's Grandpa John.
It's my grandpa.
It's your grandpa.
It's your dad.
And my dad, you're right. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. I'm right to Disney World.
I heard. I was listening to you talking to Uncle Steven and hearing about all the people you met.
All the characters you met? What would you? Who was your favorite to meet? Who was it you were most excited to meet? Winnie the Pooh? That's who you're most excited to meet? Grandpa John likes Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, I do.
Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh.
Papa Dog?
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh, bothers the bees and the Tigger Show.
Winnie the Pooh bothers with bees in the Tigger Show? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, in the Tigger movie? Yeah. Oh, so he plays with bees?
Yeah, he bothers the bees.
Oh, he bothers the bees? Oh, when he's trying to get honey?
Yeah.
Well, he likes honey, so he has to bother with the bees sometimes.
Yep. So how's it going, Grandpa John? How's Kazakhstan?
Is it raining down there?
Is it raining down there?
It actually snowed for the first time the other day. Maybe an inch or two of snow on the ground.
So, yeah, listen, Grandpa John said it snowed in Kazakhstan. There was an inch of snow on the ground. They're saying it might snow here this Sunday.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Well, it was bad news for me because the golf course was still open until last weekend.
Nice.
I like snow.
I like snow, too. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It looks very pretty when it first comes down.
What's so funny about that?
He said something silly.
Why is that silly? It looks very pretty. You don't think the snow looks pretty?
Yeah, but it's silly.
Yeah, all right.
And there's silly faces on the snowflakes.
There's silly faces on the snowflakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're all different, so there's lots of silly faces.
Exactly. Every snowflake is different.
Yeah. Different sizes, different faces.
Different sizes and different faces. You're right.
Yeah. So, what else did you do in Florida?
What did we do?
Oh, we went to Florida and Disney.
Yeah, we went to visit Grandpa Dave and Nana.
First.
And Nana Hoyt.
What? A seashell.
A seashell, like a seashell. And we went to.
Flower.
And we went to Disney. So tell Grandpa John what your favorite part of being in. Lady Lake was, the villages, visiting with Grandma. No, visiting with Nana and Grandpa Dave. What was your favorite part of that? I'll be right back.
Seeing the kids there.
Seeing the kids.
Did you get to ride in a golf cart?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that when I get to ride in golf carts.
You
That's always fun. So, what was that?
And he goes down there, too.
He goes down where?
To Florida.
No, I ride a golf cart. I ride a golf cart in Kazakhstan.
He rides a golf cart in Kazakhstan.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy
cool.
stuff.
Good. He's 3 and a half. You don't have to keep everybody straight.
Grandpa John, my favorite
yeah.
character was Winnie. That's Winnie?
That's Winnie the Pooh, yeah.
But that says Win.
It says Pooh on it.
Why?
Because it's Winnie the Pooh. Do you want, you know what Grandpa John would probably actually get a kick out of hearing?
What?
What song did Grandma teach you? Can you sing it for Grandpa John?
Once upon a time, there's an engineer. Choo-choo time, with a family here. Have an engineer, it's good fun. It's good for a candy.
It's good for a candy, make the engine run. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says,
yeah.
really ring the bell.
Charlie says, look good and plenty. Don't know any other candy man wants so well.
Great song.
Yeah, I knew Grandpa John would know it.
Why?
Because Grandpa John knows things like that.
Yeah. A wealth of useless information.
Nora loves that song.
I told your mom that the song you were singing for Halloween was one of my favorite songs.
What kind of song?
The One-Eyed, One-Horned, Flying Purple People Eater. I think you were
That's
dancing to that, weren't you?
Yeah, right? You did a dance class to that? Come back to us, Nora. Where are you?
Right here.
Oh, you're right here. You just went silent for a second.
Okay, it's late here, and I have to get ready for bed. So I just wanted to call and say I miss you guys. And
you too.
Hopefully I'll see you next month.
Okie dokie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'll be playing golf in Dubai.
There you go.
Daddy?
That's what you're thankful for.
Daddy?
That's right.
Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Good night. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. We talked to Grandma. And Uncle Steven and Grandpa John. And so we've talked about Disney. We ate lunch with Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and Eeyore and Piglet.
Jake.
And we ate breakfast with Jake and Izzy and Cubby and Scully.
No,
we didn't. I'm sorry. With Jake, Handy Manny, Oso, and June, right? And then we also, that night we went to a restaurant called Raglan Road, which is what my mom referred to before, and we talked about, she talked about Nora going out to dancing. There were Irish step dancers there, and Nora got to talking with them, along with Kimberly, and one of them invited her on stage, and Nora got to go out with other little girls and dance. And did you have fun doing that?
Yeah, and I danced with the blue one.
Right. And it looks like we have another caller. Let's click them in. Go ahead.
Who are you wearing on from?
Hi, I'm Uncle Wade calling from Chicago.
It's Uncle Wade.
Hi, Uncle Wade.
Hi, Nora and Dan. How are you?
We're good.
Good. You went to Disney.
Do what?
We went to Disney.
Oh, yeah, I heard. Did you have a good time?
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you meet some princesses?
What do you think would have been Uncle Wade's favorite part of going to Disney?
He didn't go to Disney.
No, if he did go to Disney, what would his favorite part be?
Meeting Minnie.
Meeting Minnie?
Yeah, that'd be pretty special.
We met Minnie at Hollywood Studios. We met Mickey the first time we were there at Magic Kingdom. And we met him backstage, right? He was getting ready for a show. Oh, Nora, tell Uncle Wade, how did you like the parade? Who started the parade? Yeah, speak up. So,
Tinkerbell started the parade.
Tinkerbell started the parade.
Oh, nice.
And her fairy friends. And they came out, and they were all lit up. And who else was in the parade? Cinderella was there.
And the clock.
And the clock that struck 12, right? And what else? Kimberly was talking to Special Agent Oso at lunch or breakfast and said he was welcome any time in New York City, and he was very emphatic that he wanted to come here. So
oh, that's nice.
Kimberly told Oso that he could look us up any time, right, Nora? Yeah, you could come visit.
Did you get some fairy dust, whatever that's called?
Yeah, did you get some pixie dust? You got it twice, right? That's the other thing we didn't talk about. Was your favorite thing the Bippity Boppity Boutique?
Yes!
Yes. Can you tell Uncle Wade about the Bippity Boppity Boutique?
Oh, I forgot to tell him something.
What?
I got makeup on the Bippity Boppity Boutique.
She got makeup put on her. What happened? Did you get a fairy godmother? And did she tell you all about how what it takes to be a fairy godmother? And that she then did your hair and your makeup? And you got a sash?
I got two fairy godmothers.
You got two fairy godmothers, that's right. And what else did they what else did they tell you? And what else did they do? They did your hair, and they did your nails, and what else?
Makeup.
And your makeup. You got to speak up.
Makeup.
Makeup, and you had lots of fun doing
it,
right?
She has my funny date.
She has your what?
Funny date at Julie Rose's house.
Your funny date at Julie Rose's house?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the show is going to come to an end soon, so let's say bye-bye to Uncle Wade.
Bye, Uncle Wade.
Thank you for calling.
Bye. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
So, we'll see you soon, hopefully.
Let's come.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Wade.
We
had Uncle Stephen, Grandma, Grandpa, John, and Wade. Uncle Wade. So that's how many?
Four.
That's four callers. It's a pretty good show, don't you think?
Yeah. Can you have one more caller?
Maybe we'll see what happens in the final part of the show.
Then five.
That would be five callers, you're right.
Ah, I have one.
Well, I think the show's going to end, even though it tells me we have 2 minutes and 45 seconds left. It's saying 10 seconds left. So we'll see what happens, as the show may come to a close now, or we may have 2.5 more minutes. Oh, I think we're all done. So that's the Daddy and Nora show. We will talk to you guys soon. Say bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for coming.